Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast across the country from my studio, E-Studios, here at our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on a third watch, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, that goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for Felix and the gang with the postal bulk mail centers. That goes for the FedEx drivers, the UPS drivers. That goes for our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, it goes for our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon delivery drivers as well. And good morning to you, Covington. And, by the way, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're also on Twitter. You can find our podcast over there as well as on our website. And by the way, our secret code name is Captain's America. Pretty simple, huh? Captain with an S after it, America, all lowercase. That gets you into us to find us on any one of those pages I told you about. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things that we have to offer, including a direct link to this gentleman that we got right here in the Redidio right now. And it would be none other than the Nomad Alaska guy out there in California, known as Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
I'm pretty sure you got your, okay, thanks guys and girls. I'm pretty sure you got your parka handy and your skis and your snowboard, because right outside your window to the east, it should be pretty white.
Well, that's right, Captain. We have some very low temperatures, unseasonably, or actually, you know, something we don't really see a lot. And we've also got a blizzard warning, the first one in 30 years that's issued for areas around Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have more, of course, in the trucker report. But, yeah, it's weird weather out here.
Yeah.
We're expecting.
El Cajon certainly is going to be a real mess, and the Grapevine is going to be a real mess because there's going to be snow and lots of it. And, oh, by the way, folks, we are going to talk about the weather in just a second here because it's important. 4 to 5 feet of snow, ladies and gentlemen, over the next 48 hours in the Sierra Nevadas. 4 to 5 feet of snow. Okay, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because they're a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, as promised, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a terrible significant major coast-to-coast winter storm, which is continuing to produce widespread heavy snow and blizzard conditions across most of the northern plains and especially out west in the mountains. Now, there is a swath of heavy snow and locally significant ice 2 to 3 inches thick on the roadways, which will stretch from the upper Midwest to the northeast. Now, strong to locally heavy and severe thunderstorms were around yesterday with heavy rainfall impacting portions of the Midwest. And, of course, in the south yesterday was 85 degrees where I'm sitting, so I was basking in the sun and the warmth, and I will be again for the next day or two. But basically speaking, Kyle, just staying out west for a minute before I get into the rest of it here, the entire West Coast region, all of the Sierra Nevada mountains have got a winter storm warning and or, as you said, blizzard warning where you're at, and further up the line there's more of them, and it's really going to get to be bad. If you're going west, trying to get into the coast out there to deliver, let's say, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, maybe you're coming on down further towards San Francisco, coming over I-80 up over the top of Donner, you might want to really consider getting down on the southern route somehow and getting out of the snow, because it's all across the north, coming out of Colorado, I-70, I-80, I-90, I-94, east-west routes, routes up there, and the north-south routes that are also familiar that go all the way to the Canadian border. So, Kyle, what did I miss?
Not much, Captain. We've, as you said, we have these blizzard warnings. These are happening north of Los Angeles,
yep,
to the northwest of La Crescenta.
All the way to Oregon.
That's exactly right. And so, of course, it's very atypical for the Los Angeles area to have something like that. Mostly around Southern California, it's aerial flood watches. We expect many inches of rain over the next few days here. Could be raining into next week. And as we're looking around, as you said, this goes all the way up the all the way up through California, Sierra Nevadas. And then, of course, we've got all kinds of other winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings throughout the West as well. So it is going to be, I think, what they call a humdinger.
That's the understatement of the year. For the Sierra Nevada, 3 to 5 feet. Below that, above 1,500 feet, 1 to 2 feet. That includes the areas that Kyle was just talking about there in California. In the meantime, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be back with more. We've got lots of news to report tonight, for sure. But we had to get that out there about the weather, because we are all about helping our nation's truckers get across the country from east to west, north to south. And you guys and gals out there, you need to be ready. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that right after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. That's right, Relief Factor. It is a product that I have been taking every day for the past 9-plus years because of one simple reason. It works for me. Now, if you have a problem with muscle aches, muscle pains, maybe you've got a wound that still hurts you, and it's just your neck or your back or your shoulder, or could be your spine, could be your knee, whatever it might happen to be, you owe it to yourself to try the 3-week quick start at Relief Factor for $19.95 and see if they can get you out of pain. Because I couldn't get rid of the pain it was in, and I was taking everything, and I was taking prescription drugs, and then I got sick and tired of taking that because it affected my performance and not being able to stay awake when I should have been, and this, that, and the other, and all that. But I went to taking a handful of Aleve, like 4 to 6 at a time, a couple of times a day, and anybody knows that's not good. So then I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, just like you are. And I ordered it. I said, well, what have I got to lose with pain, right? Well, son of a gun, the 3-week quick start worked for me in about 5 days. I started to feel really good. I started to get a little bit of zip in my step back. It didn't hurt as much as it did. It hurt. Yeah, I had a soreness, but I wasn't aching so much to where I could hardly move. But in time, it's gotten better. And when I need to have it, I take it. And if I need to have a double dose of it, I do that, too, because it's okay to do, because guess what, folks? It's 100% drug-free. Now, the ingredients in this product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support your body's natural response to inflammation. And inflammation is what causes the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. Now, to lower or eliminate the pain, all you do is take one of these packets, four little capsules in one of these packets, and it will alleviate the pain you're in at the source. Will it work right away? Maybe not, but it will work, and you'll find out how soon, and then you'll be on your way to getting your life back. It's 100% botanical fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's almost like taking a vitamin pill to get your body back on track and to get you out of pain. But it works. $19.95, 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a go. See what it'll do for you. Okay. Kyle. What a day, what a day, what a day. Your state in California, and I was kind of picking on you a little while ago, but I hope you realize that. Are there any sane people left in California when you hear something coming out of Sacramento, which is probably the dumbest thing I've heard yet from a politician? They haven't got anything better to do, Kyle, than to propose a law to ban police dogs in California because the dogs are racist.
Yeah, we heard a little bit about that. We're going to find out more of the details, but on its face, Captain, it does seem to be another way. My first thought was, well, the roads are racist, evidently, too. So it just goes to show then that dogs would be racist, I guess. I don't know. But I do know this. I think that it's sort of a bandwagon kind of movement. It's this notion that if as long as you call something racist, well, it has to be done away with, even though it's not perhaps inherently racist, but it's a new catchphrase that I think is actually diminishing when actual racism exists, actual racism is practiced in some way. And that's the thing we need to fight against is those real instances of racism.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to say anything to Richard because he made a comment earlier, but I'm going to say it now because of the comment we got back. Richard the Marine is up there in Florence, Oregon. And he said that it's 33 degrees and snowing right now, which means it's going to snow some more. Well, we know, Richard, you're going to be in the snow because we can see what's coming at you. And I'm sure you probably know, too. And you said to him, Kyle, keep the snow shovel handy. So he said back to us, shovel in hand.
Yes, he sure did.
Yeah, so, Richard, good luck to you because we know you're going to get in the storm. I don't know how much you're going to get, but you're at one of those levels up there where you could see a foot or more, so be careful. But anyway, police dogs are racist, okay? I have worked with dogs all my life. Rescue dogs, fire rescue dogs, fire investigation dogs, when we take them to the scene to investigate how an arson fire started, to try to locate the source. We take the dogs with us and all that. And you know, it doesn't matter if you're black, brown, green, purple, whatever you are, the dogs have a job to do, and they do it. So, the handlers are the ones that control the dogs. If somebody lets a dog loose and says, go get him, and the guy just happens to be black because he's the guy that is allegedly the one that committed the crime, and maybe he shot at the cops, which is why they'd let the dog loose, or maybe he beat somebody up, which is why they'd let the dog loose, so that they don't have to, you know, use deadly force on their part, and the dog will take the guy down. And then they come up and they get the dog off them, they cut and handcuff them, and they're done. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never want to get on the wrong end of a police dog for any reason.
No.
But you're right, Captain. They're trained to take down who they believe is the suspect in that case, and so it has nothing to do with the color of their skin. And I don't think dogs have any issue with that. I mean, it's ludicrous on its face, but it is a methodology to try to take away an important tool of law enforcement. And that's another way of defunding the police or stopping the police or demonizing the police.
Well,
because the police are the enemy in many ways to this way of thinking.
It is, but it all boils back down to what we've told people hundreds of times before. When you get pulled over, just do what the police ask you to do. Put your hands up, hands on the wheel, whatever the deal is, back out with your hands over your head, whatever they tell you to do, do it. and you won't have these problems.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, in a nutshell, Captain, I had an experience many years ago where it was a case of mistaken identity. My car just matched the description of something that they heard a call on a few minutes ago, and the police officer pulled me over. It took a few moments for him to realize, okay, I'm not the person you're looking for. But all you do is you just be respectful, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And if you're disrespectful or combative, it's going to not end well. So let them figure out their issue, and they will. It just has to work itself out.
Well, Slow Joe is back home in D.C. after giving away maybe $1 billion or so overseas to two or three different sources. So what's he going to do now? Is he going to go right to East Palestine?
Joe Biden? No, I don't think so.
So who is supposed to be going today after Trump showed up yesterday?
Oh, Pete Buttigieg. Yeah.
Yes, he's going to ride his bike into town.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's a little. I heard some interviews there and so forth. It really does seem to be a little too late. I don't think people are caring particularly that Pete Buttigieg will now show up.
Yeah.
He should have showed up earlier.
Yep. Okay. Read my lips. You ready?
Yep.
Donald Trump showed up yesterday with truckloads of water, truckloads, folks, of water and supplies for the people there. Truckloads. FEMA hasn't even been there.
Well, exactly right. Well, again, what President Trump is demonstrating is a can-do attitude.
He cares about the people.
Exactly, exactly. And for some weird reason, Captain, the federal government or the Biden administration, whatever you want to call it, has demonstrated almost a disdain for what's happening in East Palestine. And they have demonstrated that they really just don't care. By their actions, we'll know them. And this is what's happening, and it's very unfortunate. And the people there, they don't deserve this. They deserve much better.
Well, this is how stupid they are in Washington. They don't realize that these people that live in East Palestine have got relatives around the country. And they may be in blue cities and blue states. Do you think for one second those relatives are going to vote for the Democrats anymore?
No, no way.
Of course not.
And honestly, I mean, as the election comes up, this particular issue, in addition to the spy balloon and all these other huge failures, I mean, this is just going to be plastered all over the place. I don't know how they expect to get away from it.
Well, in the words of Joe Biden as we go to break, folks, here we are.
Why shotgun?
Oh, boy. All right. We'll be right back with more. Captain, take us to break. I'm laughing too hard.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Harvey Weinstein could see the long prison term he is already serving nearly doubled at his California sentencing, bringing the one-time movie magnate and lord of the Oscars to a new low after convictions for rape and sexual assault. Unless she grants a defense motion for a new trial, Superior Court Judge Lisa B. Lynch is scheduled to sentence the 70-year-old Weinstein in a downtown Los Angeles courtroom today. She could give him up to 18 years in prison. He has more than 20 years left on his sentence in New York after a 2020 conviction there. A Los Angeles judge on Wednesday sentenced the man convicted of gunning down Nipsey Hussle to 60 years to life in prison after hearing testaments to the immense cost of the killing of the hip-hop star and neighborhood leader. Superior Court Judge H. Clay Jack II handed down the sentence to Eric R. Holder, Jr., 32, who was found guilty of the 2019 first-degree murder of the 33-year-old Grammy-nominated hip-hop artist Julio Flores.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That would be none other than Mike Lindell. And, of course, Mike Lindell has gone out and done it again. Just when you think he can't outdo what he did the last time, here we go. Want to buy one, get one on the brand new pillow, MyPillow 2.0? Well, you can do it. Pick your size pillow, whatever it is, you buy one, you get one free. And these pillows are being made differently now to where they keep you cooler at night. You won't sweat. Some people were still complaining about doing a little bit of sweating. This absolutely is not going to happen with this pillow. And it is, I'll tell you this much, it's the most comfortable pillow I personally have ever had. And I got two of them now. I got two of the original ones, and I got two of these. So I guess I got to go find somebody to give two pillows to, the old ones, because I'm not giving away the new ones. You can buy one and get one free at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, how about this? Towels. You don't think about them much, do you? You go and you see them in the stores, and whatever they are is what they are, and you pay for them. You don't think of anything. Well, besides the 60-day guarantee, money-back guarantee, no questions asked, guess what? The towels that he has, the six-piece towel set, you can save $50 on. Yep, $50. $39.98 for two bath towels. And these aren't bath towels like you would buy and, you know, they barely wrap around you and all that. This is almost like having half a beach towel on you. These are big towels. Very comfortable. The hand towels, okay, are about the size of the old-style bath towel. The wash cloths are about twice the size of what you would find anywhere else. You're getting a tremendous deal for $39.98 when you save that $50. All you need is a promo code CAPTAIN. And there's more and more and more and more at the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, click on that. It'll ask you for a promo code. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Click on that code, put it in there, and away you go. Now, want to talk to a live person? Oh, you can do that too by giving them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You'll get a live person. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. So that's MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459 using the promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, as you're professing along out there...
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America.
Now, you tell that to everybody, don't you?
I do. Well, it is the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America.
Well, let's tell them why. We had a little number that popped up yesterday from one of our streaming services, which is... an interesting streaming service. We won't mention it by name because some people get upset when I do. But for the last 6 days in a row, this show has been number one between the 3 a.m. and the 5 a.m. time slot. It's the only live show that's streamed at that time of the morning across the country. And that's one of the prerequisites. You got to be live to be considered to be put on this stream. So for those 2 hours... For the last 6 days in a row, we've been number one. We've had as many as 250,000 listeners on the Internet at night from that one source, which is worldwide.
That is amazing. And that just makes us feel walking on air, I think, Captain, is the right term, to have that many people and respond. And it's just really amazing.
Now, we got to talk about former Vice President Mike Pence. He's a... still in the running, I guess, to run for president. He hasn't really made up his mind, and they keep prodding him about it. And he argued yesterday that reforms are needed on Social Security and Medicare, even though the GOP leaders, such as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, has said there will be no cuts of any kind on those two federal programs. Well, there can't be, but what there has to be is... they guaranteed the funding to go in there and keep it up and running for the people that are already on it. For the people that aren't on it, maybe they might want to consider a different program of some sort, whether it be a savings program. And they could start it earlier, and they could collect it a little bit later because the retirement age is no longer what it was when it first started. It's not 65. It's not 62 to collect the... disability full-time money. It's probably up now for the most part around 67, 68, maybe even 70. People are working a lot longer.
They really are, Captain, and certainly what the Vice President, former Vice President, was talking about, he's saying that he does respect the Speaker's commitment to take Social Security and Medicare off the table during the debt ceiling negotiations, basically, but he's talking about what he calls a debt crisis coming down the line next 25 years. That's all going to be driven by entitlements, he says, and that he believes that there has to be reform in the long term. But, you know, Captain, here we go again. It used to be said, and I think it's still very true today by what we're seeing, that is Social Security can be the third rail of American politics. Touch it and you perish, basically. So definitely it's not going to be an easy task, but the practical matters of it all may force that issue as we go down that track, as it were.
I'm going to have to bring back the audio I had at one time. It says, "Don't touch my stuff."
Right.
I had one of those sounds just about like that. It was in an echo chamber. "Don't touch my stuff."
But a lot of this has come around, of course, because President Biden tried to make it appear as though the Republicans were all trying to take away your Social Security or something and try to make that narrative.
No, it's not them. It's been the Democrats. It's been the Democrats. They're the ones that started talking about messing with it. They were the ones.
Right. And I think, Captain, to have a strong Social Security funding, we need to have a strong workforce.
Sure.
And we need to have lower taxes, and we need to have a vibrant economy. All those things go into it, ultimately, and the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, seem to always work against that kind of thing. They actually want more entitlements as opposed to more empowerment and opportunity.
Yeah, you're right. Now, do you know who Gordon Chang is, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
He's a prominent author and lawyer and an expert on China. He believes that the Chinese government's burgeoning partnership with Russia will influence the battle in the Ukraine and divide the entire world. Here's what he said yesterday. Quote, "We have seen China go all in on Russia. The reports of China selling ammunition and other high-consumption military components to Russia are everywhere. And its war, as with its war with Ukraine, approaches a one-year anniversary, it's troubling that China is involved in helping Russia to try to defeat the Ukrainians."
Yeah, this is huge. I don't think we can overstate what a big deal it is for China and Russia to be getting so close. And China, yes, is helping Russia. I think some of those Chinese-made drones or systems, they were able to inform the Russians of ways to locate them, and that would help to kill Ukrainians and so forth. This is some of the reports that I've seen. It is definitely in their best interest, China and Russia, to work together, and they definitely want to make things very different than how they are right now. We'll just say that.
Well, I heard something yesterday. I don't live very far away from the Clearwater Airport, and planes fly over my house to take off and land. And I heard something yesterday. I'm outside. I was just walking around looking at the lawn, seeing, you know, what weeds need to be whacked and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And I hear this, like that, up overhead.
Yep.
And
yep.
I just happened to catch it. There it was. A drone, probably about 10 to 15 feet from one side to the other, flying at about 250 to 300 feet. I have no idea what they were doing, let alone what they were doing in the air lane. I did not think those things were supposed to be flying around the air lanes.
Yeah, as far as I know, you have to have some kind of registration or something for such things, just for that reason, that you're not going to interfere with civilian air traffic. I guess it doesn't matter if you're flying some kind of kite or balloon at 40,000 feet and nobody even knows who it is or what.
I'm glad you said that. You know what I'm looking at over my left shoulder?
What's that?
My balloon is in the studio.
Oh, yes, yeah, the balloon.
The balloon is watching China and us, too. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And if you don't believe me, walk out the door. As long as it's not snowing, it's going to be another 80-plus degree day down here. And good morning to Dawn up in the villages. Hello, Dawn. Don't go away because we like your money down here. Dawn, I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you.
from the movie with the same name, Staying Alive. Those were the Bee Gees, and that was an era. Boy, was that an era. And you want to talk about bell bottoms and half-cut boots and dancing? I can tell you about it.
I'm sure I can recall, Captain, as well. And that, of course, yeah, the Bee Gees, 1977, and you just talked about dancing. Well, one of the great lines in that song, Captain, is, got the wings of heaven on my shoes, I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the best thing for me was I had just gotten my sea legs out from underneath me from healing up and being able to do my job as a firefighter and all that good stuff. And I used to love, and my wife used to love, because she was quite the dancer herself. Quite the looker, quite the dancer. By the way, we were the, we won a dance contest in high school. I can't remember what it was for, but that's where we, kind of struck a fancy for each other until, you know, I left and went into service and I didn't think I'd ever see her again. And boom, I walked right into her, and, so to speak, in the middle of the combat zone. But anyway, here you go. All right, well, Kyle, powerful storms that stretch from coast to coast are going to bring widespread areas of snow and blowing snow to low visibilities, zero visibilities in some areas with the blizzard warnings that are going to be out there, near blizzard warnings in others. We can expect that, especially in the Sierra Nevadas, where it's going to be extremely rough to go anywhere over those passes. And you, like you said, you've got snow up on El Cajon and over there coming down to Grapevine, and we've got it all over the place out there in the Sierra Nevada. So you got to be careful. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out there?
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We're looking at snow, of course, for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe a little break on Sunday, and then on into the week, as you just mentioned, for Cajon Pass. It's at 31 degrees right now, so trucker friends, if you're heading out, either coming out of Las Vegas to California or California to Las Vegas, you're going to come through the Cajon Pass, and it's snowy and cold, so please do be aware of that. We do have one of the first, I believe the first blizzard warning in 30 years in the Los Angeles area. This is going to be a little bit north of Los Angeles, and including, I believe, Santa Clarita area as well. So be aware of that. This is all going to impact, of course, the Grapevine coming north of L.A., so definitely be aware of that. Winter storm warning heading all through the Sierra Nevadas, all the way up through California. And, of course, we heard from our friend there in Oregon, and we want to make sure that he's got that snow shovel ready, of course. And we're talking about Richard the Marine, of course. And so do be careful, because there's a lot of it coming your way, Richard. So also, we're looking at high wind warnings and all the way through New Mexico this morning. We continue winter storm warnings in central Arizona. We've also got winter storm warnings in southwestern Colorado. Winter weather advisories through Denver, where we've also got a wind chill factor. Listener Aaron there is probably looking, Captain, at about a 25 below zero wind chill factor. Now, wind chill factors are also a factor up in Montana, where we have wind chill advisories covering most of the northern part of that state and over towards the northern part of Idaho as well, 20 to 40 degrees below zero. Idaho Falls, we're looking at, actually, let's check real quick on snow, any snow that's actually falling right now in those areas. Looks like we do have snow around Idaho Falls, down towards Pocatello, but mostly centering around Blackfoot at this hour. So we'll have more next hour. Stay tuned, and back to the Captain.
Well, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. First of all, the southeastern corner of South Dakota, I-94, from Fargo across to Bismarck and a little bit beyond, north about 50 or 60 miles, a blizzard warning in place right now. Zero visibility. They're telling everybody to stay off the roads up there. We've already had a number of vehicles plow off into the ditches because they can't see where they're going, and that's what happens. And then north-south up and down I-29 in South Dakota, blizzard warning from one end to the other. And same thing, telling people to stay off the roads. The wind up there is blowing between 40 and 50 miles an hour with the driving snow, and that's what's making it really difficult. Winter storm warning across most of South Dakota, to include coming out of Rapid City, and then you fall down onto 90, and you'll have it all the way across into, let's see, all the way across into Minnesota, over into Wisconsin, down into Chicago, and then we'll tell you where it goes from there. But the problem right now, besides the snow in Wisconsin, winter storm warning, and winter storm warning in Minnesota. And by the way, Dawn, she's down here from Minnesota. So she lucked out and got out of the big storm. Nebraska, I-80 from one end to the other, you got a winter storm warning. Over into Des Moines, same thing. East of Des Moines and south of I-80, east of, this would be just north of I-80 coming across. You've got ice and lots of it. 2 to 3 inches of ice on the road, on the trees, all the way across through there, where Ron Edwards yesterday said that it wasn't snowing. Well, we've got ice up there right now. It was raining, yep, but it froze, Kyle, and now they've got a couple of inches of ice all over everything. So be careful what you say before you say it. And Chicago, you're inundated into cold weather, plus it looks like they've got freezing conditions there as well on the highways. Coming over into upstate New York, the lake effect snow machine has kicked in, and they don't even know how much snow they're going to get. They just know it's going to snow from now until Sunday. So you'd be the guess. And then from Ripley to Buffalo, Buffalo over to Utica, Utica over to Albany, all the way to Boston, snow, winter storm warning up in the Adirondacks, as well as the lee shore of Lake Ontario. Also, winter storm warning, Vermont, New Hampshire. Most of Maine is under a winter storm warning. And then we've got windy conditions on down the East Coast. We've got windy and fog conditions. Actually, it's not windy at all. Sorry. Fog is what it is. Because it's so warm in the Gulf of Mexico from New Orleans all the way down to Brownsville, we got fog along the coastline. So, Kyle, real quick, Pilot and Flying J, tell us about it.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com, to download the My Rewards Plus app, because you're going to start saving, you're going to get great offers, you're going to get 2 free drinks every week, and other great offers on gear and accessories at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more, and for terms and conditions.
Yeah, and you might want to be headed for that right now, and make sure you got your fuel right, folks, up there in the north, because if you're going out into the northwest, Minneapolis or further ports west of that, you are definitely going to need to have your fuel right. If you don't have your fuel right, you're going to be in big-time trouble. So take our advice. All right, Kyle and I will be right back with more right after the top of the hour, the news and all that great stuff. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.